fantastic, the turnout here tonight. We're not down here to tell Donegal, or it's not an official club players meeting. It's more or less to mobilise people, get them involved as reps and get the registration up, because we have a motion going to Congress or an amendment to get that the Club Players Association have a representation, because at the moment they don't. They have the club, but unfortunately there's a serious disconnect between the club and the player itself, and we need to try and bridge that gap and bring forward what we think's right going forward.
The wheels are in motion, but as you say, time is of the essence with Congress in February. As we said, the wheels turning, but we probably needed to turn a bit quicker, because as you said, Congress and getting that motion or that amendment to the motion is vital.
Well, it is vital. It's not the end of the world if it doesn't happen, but it's a no-brainer if it doesn't. Somebody give me one good reason why it shouldn't, a club player shouldn't have a voice. We want to represent 100% of our players. At the minute, there's only 1% been represented. We want to represent 100%, because county players are club players.
This isn't a confrontational or an aggressive approach. Yous are here and yous are prepared to work with the GPA, work with the GA, work with Croke Park, but at the same time, of that there, I suppose, intent to meet yous halfway isn't there. Yous are definitely prepared to drive this through, and that's the message yous are getting across the club players, as yous are definitely here to have their voice finally heard.
We're here to help. And we're going to engage, we're going to help them the best we can. We have a great skill set involved in our organisation, and we have it throughout the country. And we would like to think, going forward, that we're going to make a difference, we're going to make a change, because enough's enough. We're doing this for our children and our grandchildren. You can remember, you mightn't have anybody playing senior hurling or football at the minute, but maybe in 10 or 15 years your child could be playing, and you've got to put something in place that they're not playing three or four times a week when they should be. It should be spanned out over a longer period. You need a situation as well that insurance wise that your club player has been looked after, that, you know, there's not a, if you're number two, you get your insurance paid. Number 22, you have a situation where it's deliberated, or he doesn't get the expert advice. I think our association need to go to a hospital and say, listen, this is how much money we have for that particular operation, and we need, there should be no expense for the player or the club after that.
We look around the room tonight, there's three or four All-Ireland winners here, there's numerous ex-county players who, that's pretty encouraging, and it just goes to show you this is probably something that's been a lot of talk about for a lot of years, but with the likes of Austin O'Kennedy, Martin McHugh, and of course yourself here now, this is definitely going to happen. And of course, it's going to be a long road, but it's a road that's going to have to be driven for 100%.
Well, I've been honest, it took me over two hours here to come tonight, but I've been buzzing going up the road, because to see the crowd here tonight and looking to see their energy to get involved, and you know, that's what makes the difference. The most important thing, and the thing I stress, the players and the clubs need to take ownership back of their games. They've lost it. They need to take the ownership back. There's nobody to blame on ourselves. We've let this happen. There's too many people telling us what to do instead of us putting stuff forward and getting things done. That's to the benefit of our association and our player, because if we don't, we're going to be in serious trouble in 10 years' time.
In terms of registration and your social media platforms and your online presence, just explain to listeners what needs to be done, because I think it takes less than a minute.
It takes 35 seconds. Go on to www.gaclubplayers.com, and supporters can do it, coaches can do it. It's all analysed what you are. We're not going to say that we have 50,000 people registered. We'll say we have 20,000 players, 10,000 coaches, 10,000 managers, 10,000 supporters. So it's now to get behind your club and help us to help your club. We're not taking over from your club, we're just helping your club player.